Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3. You're listening to The Breakfast Huddle this Thursday morning. A very good morning to you. With Elliot Danker, Manisha Tank and Ryan Hwang.
We are in earnings season, Ryan, and it looks like we're just going to get more earnings and the whole oil prices situation.
Yeah, they'll be closely watched to see how that ripples across the entire industry. Of course, oil prices have been seeing wild swings, going under $0 and going back up again. So a lot of oil companies feeling the pressure, some of them going out of job, and that affects other parts of the ecosystem like banks. And that could see them, you know, report some tough earnings down the road. And of course, this is something we'll be chatting with Ernest Lim Remizier for Private Wealth at CGS CIMB Securities. Morning, Ernest. How are you doing?
Hey, morning, Ryan. Hey, hi. I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm good. So you're working from home these days, I guess?
Yes.
Okay, how has COVID-19 affected you as a Remizier, Ernest? Have you had to do anything drastically different?
COVID-19 has certainly affected me as a Remizier in several ways. So firstly, even before the circuit breaker is in place, it has already affected my work. As a Remizier, I usually will meet companies' management to understand more about their companies. Mm. I also meet analysts, fund managers to exchange market information. However, all of these are greatly reduced even before the circuit breaker is in place. And now we can only stick to phone calls during this circuit breaker. And secondly, we nowadays we have to work from home with no access to Bloomberg. And sometimes our network may be slow. Mm. And as a result, order entry is also slower.
Right.
And it's difficult to get things done across departments nowadays. I guess efficiency from other departments has dropped when they work from home.
Yes, who knows what's happening at home. Because a bit tougher with kids as well in the background.
Yeah, understand.
So it sounds like a bit of change in routine. How about the business side of things? Are you seeing trading volumes go up because things have been so volatile, all clients coming back? And also, with things being so volatile, have some of the clients been caught up by margin calls?
Yep. Actually, since 24 Feb to early April, markets have been extremely volatile. To be honest, if such volatility persists for another month, I'll be burnt out completely. Since 24 Feb to early April, I've been working like 14 to 16 hours a day because during market hours, time is just spent on keying trades from the clients and answering clients' market-related queries.
Okay.
So after market closes, then I have to answer the account-related queries. But this phenomenon is not particular only to me. My friends in other brokerage houses also experience high volumes too.
Okay, so it sounds like good business, Ernest. Do you track U.S. markets? Do you have to stay overnight or different, stay up really late?
Because of the volatility in the U.S. markets, I do stay up late. And then sometimes I wake up at 3 or 4 just to check on the market's movements. Okay. Because we have to prepare ourselves to update the clients in the morning.
All right, Ernest, so you're the right person to ask. So U.S. markets have rebounded from their March lows. So you saw a huge sell-off in March. Is this the right time to buy into the U.S. markets or to sell in the rally?
Actually, I receive this question from my clients daily. So in fact, because of this, I posted a write-up on my blog, earners15%.com, where I summarized the positive and negative points on whether the market has bottomed and my personal view on the market. My personal view is that I'm cautious and then selling into the rally because of three reasons. So firstly, as you're aware, S&P 500 has surged 25% to close around 2,800 yesterday. So at 2,800, S&P is just 18% from its record intraday high of 3,394. And this translates to a FY20 PE of around 20 times, which is high compared to its average 10-year PE of around 18 times. So given the possible recession, which may be the worst since the Great Depression, such above-average valuation seems pricey to me, amid grim news from Main Street in terms of job losses, number of deaths, the lockdowns, and poor corporate results. And secondly, markets do not usually bottom that fast, and this time may not be different. There have been many studies on how fast markets bottom in bear markets, either in terms of duration or relationship between sentiment indicators versus index performance. Hence, they are all pointing to a high probability that S&P should weaken in the near term. Okay. Although historical data does not guarantee future performance, I personally believe this time may not be different. And then thirdly, my personal observation in the market is that many market participants lose money in the recent sudden plunge. Hence, it's difficult to imagine that these market participants will aggressively add equity exposure or go all in into the equity markets.
Ernest Lim, he's a remiser for private wealth at CGS CIMB Securities. So Ernest, if we take a step back, right, you talked about how the markets are being so volatile. How do you position your portfolio right now, especially when you look at how some of the bank stocks, the REITs, typically some of these dividend giving stocks are now starting to feel a lot of pressure with what's going on across the world? They are, some of them cutting back on dividends, some of them have a very uncertain outlook. What's your portfolio like right now in terms of, you know, client advice? What do you tell them to allocate to?
Okay, so given the above reasons that I'm bearish in the market, I'm personally uncomfortable to chase the rally. So even for my own portfolio, I've sold into strength to reduce my net percentage invested to around 30-40%. So for the high net worth clients, I'm also suggesting them to keep to around that level. And if there's market weakness, we'll also be looking to accumulate on weakness. And talking about the bank stocks and the REITs, for the banks wise, my personal view is that I'll be watching their 1Q results, especially on their non-performing loans, net interest margins, and especially their outlook for the upcoming quarters. Because as you know, the Fed only aggressively cut interest rates last month. Hence, the impact on their net interest margin is likely to be felt mainly the upcoming quarters. I would prefer to wait for their 1Q results and then assess how the bank share prices react to the results announced.
Yeah, we'll have to see how much impact they get from the oil sector, especially with the Hin Leong exposure. Ernest, just to wrap things up, you have a stock pick and you're looking out for opportunities in the markets. One of them is bidding solutions provider ISO Team. It's trading at around 12 cents right now, so it's dropped nearly half from last year. How much upside do you see for ISO Team?
That's correct. I guess because of this result, with this circuit breaker in April and now extended to 1st June, it's likely that its 4th Q from April to June will be materially affected. Hence, this may be why ISO Team share price has dropped almost 50% year-to-date. However, if we were to take a longer-term horizon, say 1 to 2 years, there are some positives on ISO which we can take note of. Hence, firstly, it has a strong order book, $133 million as of end Jan, to be delivered over the next 2 years. And then it has acquired Pure Group in January this year, which is expected to have a positive contribution. And from what I understand, even though the pace of tender closing and awards are likely to be extended due to circuit breaker, the underlying orders bidding remains strong. And last but not least, at 12.1 cents, ISO trades at 6 times historical PE and 0.6 times price to book. This is way below its average 5-year PE of around 28 times and PB of 1.6 times. Having said that, I always tell my clients or readers, as everybody is different, it's best to exercise their own independent judgment, and they have to do their own due diligence as well. Yeah.
Okay, ISO Team, something to look out for in the long term. We've been chatting with Ernest Lim, he's a remiser for private wealth at CGS CIMB Securities. Ernest, thank you for your time this morning. Y'all. Stay safe and great chatting with you.
Stay safe. Thank you, Ryan.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.